receive. Hallelujah. And I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for that. And we're going to give you, Lord, all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And we all said, amen. Amen. Praise God. And seeing now that this is New Year's Eve, this time tomorrow, it will be 2024. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I want you to turn in your Bibles to the 143rd Psalm. Psalm 143. And my subject today is remembering God's faithfulness. Remembering God's faithfulness. How many of you know that it is easy to forget? It's easy to allow to let things slip. Am I right? Amen. But we need to make it a point that we are going to remember God's faithfulness to us. Glory. Now, in the 143rd Psalm, I want to read verse 5. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, upstairs, if you can do it for me real quick, give me verse 5 in the New Living Translation. I want to read it from there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 143, verse 5, New Living Translation. And while they're working on that, I want to say this to you. Some things we need to remember. First of all, well, they have it up here. It says, I remember the days of old. I ponder all your great works, and I think about what you have done. Let me read that again. I remember the days of old. I ponder all your great works, and I think about what you have done. So we need to remember our past victories that God has given us. Amen. We need to remember our past answers to prayer. We need to remember the times when it looked dark. And in some cases, it was so dark that we couldn't really see how this thing was going to work out. But it did. Look at somebody and say, but God. Hallelujah. But God. I want to tell you something. It's all right to remember the good things, the answers to prayer, the miracles that God has worked in your life or in your family. Amen? What happens too many times is that we get stuck in the past on our failures. We get stuck in the ruts of our failures, and we find it hard to break loose from that when we're told to give those things to God. Let Him have those things, and you remember your victories. Amen. 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 That's what you focus on, your victories. You focus on His faithfulness to you. You focus on His faithfulness. Hallelujah. Another thing we need to remember is, if God did it for me in the past, He'll do it again if I need it. If He delivered me in the past, He'll deliver me again. If He blessed me in the past, He'll bless me again. Glory to God. I'm so glad. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. 13th chapter. Hebrews, the 13th chapter. I'll just begin, matter of fact, I'll just begin reading it, the first verse here. It says, 13th chapter of Hebrews, "Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have." Now, ready for the rest of this? "For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
"So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Amen. Now let's read verse 7. "Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct." Now this is where I'm going. Verse 8. "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Let me read verse 8 again. "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He did it for me yesterday," let me say it this way, "if He was able to do it for me yesterday, He's able to do it for me today. And if He was able to do it for me yesterday and today, He can do it for me tomorrow. He can do it for me next week. He can do it for me next month. He can do it for me next year." Huh. Hallelujah. We can say it this way. If he was faithful to me yesterday, he's faithful to me today. And he's faithful to me tomorrow. Glory to God. Glory to God. So as we enter in to this brand new year, let us always remember that God is faithful. I mean, if you listen at the news, you're going to hear very little that's good. You're going to hear very little that's uplifting. But I'm here to tell you, God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. Don't allow the fear of the world to grab a hold of you. Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? How are we going to make it? They're saying this. They're saying that. They're always going to be saying something. But we got to remember, Jesus Christ is the same. As he was yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same tomorrow. That reminds me of a verse that I took you to in another message that I did. Let's go back there. This just came to me, so we'll go back there. Let me find it here. Go to the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John. 16th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus is teaching here in verse 33. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I want to read to you verse 33. This is what Jesus said. He says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." There'll be some hard times, there'll be some tough times. But I like what he said next. He didn't say run and hide. He didn't say cry. He didn't say put a gun to your head and take your life. What did he say? Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Why? Say it again. I have overcome the world. Not going to, I have overcome the world. Glory to God. And let us go into 2024. 2025 when it get here, 2026, and if the Lord hadn't come, 2027 and on, let us go into it with good cheer, praising God, knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. And let me tell you something else. Nothing gets by him. Sometimes we think, well, why don't God do this? And why don't God do that? And why? Let me tell you something. God knows what he's doing. Amen. If it wasn't for the love of God for us, We would all be out of here the next second after we got saved. Jesus hadn't come yet because of God's love for man. The Bible tells us that it's not God's will that any be lost, but that all come to repentance. Oh, are you listening to me? God wants to harvest, folks. When God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to this earth because he loved this old sinful, dirty world, God loved the people, those that were lost, and that was everybody. He sent him here because he loved us and he wanted us to believe on his son, Jesus Christ, and have eternal life. And you want me to tell you something else? He is still waiting on some. He is still waiting on some. God is a patient God. We're not that patient. We'll say, Lord, come on, we're ready to get out of here. But God is patient because he wants the lost saved. He wants them to come to Jesus. He wants them to believe on his son. But here's the thing. There is a day coming when he will be patient no more. And he's going to send Jesus back. He's going to straighten some things out. Hallelujah. I minister along these lines sometime. You know, the Bible talks about the judgment seat of Christ, which is for believers only, those that have received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who believe on him. They will be at that judgment, and that judgment mainly is Christ rewarding us for our faithfulness. That's the reason we need to be busy about the things of God. Not just because of rewards, but because we love the lost and we want to see them saved. And the Bible talks about another judgment, which is the white throne judgment. And that judgment is not for believers. That judgment is for those that refuse Jesus Christ. Can I tell you something? Now, I know most of you know this already. Those folks that are burning in hell right now, that's not the end. I said, that's not the end. Somebody said, what you talking about? There's no getting out of hell. No, there's not in the way that you're thinking. But that's not the end. Because every person that's in hell and every person that goes to hell is going to one day have to stand before God Almighty and give an account. But it'll be too late. And the angel will flip through the book of life and say, your name's not there. Your name's not there. And if your name's not written in the book of life, you don't go be with Jesus. So at the white throne judgment, God will open some books. Isn't it amazing? As a believer, as a Christian, our sins are forgiven. And the Bible says that God separates our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. In other words, they're washed in the blood. My sins, if you're born again, your sins are covered by the blood of Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. Jesus took my place. Jesus took your place. But there is a book that will be opened, and everything that those folks did will be there. You know, some things that's done in secret that nobody else knows about but God and them, it's in the book. And these folks will see it again, standing before Almighty God. And then the Bible says that hell itself, which is where the lost is right now, hell itself, along with the devil, demonic forces, all of them, the future false prophet and Antichrist and all that during the tribulation, all of them going to be thrown into the lake of fire forever and forever and ever and ever. Glory to God. But we don't have to be in that number. I kind of got off on that, but didn't know it was, but I did. So glory to God anyhow. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
John 16:33 once again. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Glory to God. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to look at something. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Samuel, please. The 17th chapter. And remember, I told you earlier that we need to remember God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. That's our testimony. Sometimes you hear me share something with you that God did for us. Amen. One I talk to you quite often about is Ken and the Bag of Groceries. Maybe I need to write a book and title it Ken and the Bag of Groceries. Hallelujah. God came through for us. I'll never forget that. And I appreciate Ken for letting God use him. Hallelujah. You might say, well, Pastor, that was a long time ago. It still means a lot to me. Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. So let's move on for a few more minutes. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 17. You're probably familiar with that David and Goliath. Remember that, him? And David was a little shepherd boy. And the Israelis were being challenged by the Philistine. And this giant Goliath, I think they said the guy, if I'm not mistaken, was around 9 feet tall. He probably made a pretty good basketball player. But that wasn't his profession. He was a warrior. And he would challenge the armies of Israel, and they were afraid of him. Nobody wanted to. I mean, he would send me a man. Nobody wanted to go. Because they knew there was no match for him. But then there's this little fella, David. His brothers were members of the Israeli army. His dad told him, take him some food. So he did. And he noticed this giant challenge, offering a challenge to anybody that would take him up on it. Everybody was afraid. And I won't go into the whole story, but David told Saul, let me have it. I can handle it. His brothers thought he was crazy, thought he had lost his mind. Saul thought he had lost his mind. Saul said, here, take my armor. How many of you know you can't fight in another man's armor? That'll preach right there. We can take that and go a whole different direction with it, can't we? Because it happens too many times. David realized, this armor don't fit me. I'm not going to try to minister using your gift. I got to use what God's given me. A lot of folk need to hear that. You don't have to be like anybody else. We can learn from one another, and we ought to learn from one another. Amen. We need teachers. We need mentors. We need all those. Thank God for them. Helped my life tremendously. Hallelujah. But I have to wear my own armor. Yeah. Glory to God. David's armor had been tried, and he'd seen God come through for him before. So he knew it would work again. No matter the circumstances, no matter how big the opposition is, this is my anointing that God's given me, and it'll work. Why? Because I remember his faithfulness. Let's go back. And I'll pick it up at verse 33. Saul And Saul said to David, "You are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth." But David said to Saul, now listen, he's talking about God's faithfulness. David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it." And think about that for a moment, folks. We're no match for a lion, and we're no match for a bear. He said, "I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it." We're talking about a lion here, folks. David's a youth, young man. "Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them." Notice his words. Notice what he did not say. "Well, Saul, I believe I can do it. I think I can. I hope I can. I think I have a percentage. That's not what he said. "36 again. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God." Hallelujah. "Moreover," David said, now listen to this. This is what he said. "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the jaw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." And there's more to the story, but I think you know the rest of the story. But I want you to notice something here with David. David testified of his victories in defeating the lion and in defeating the bear. Not just defeating him, but he killed him. He killed him. Killing the lion and kill the bear. But he was relying on God's faithfulness. He said, "When I faced the lion, God was faithful to me and God gave me victory. When I faced the bear, God was faithful to me and he gave me victory." Now let's bring it down to where we are today. God was with us in victories. He was faithful in our victories of the past. Guess what? He's going to be faithful to us concerning any giant that we face in the future in 2020. 24 or beyond. Folks, let me tell you something. Don't you ever forget what God has done for you already. And the one that did it then is more than able to do it again. If he healed you once, guess what? He'll heal you again. If he's healed you twice, he'll heal you the third time. If he's healed you three times, he'll heal you the fourth time. Because Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Somebody shout, will you? He is still faithful. He is still faithful. He's still faithful. And as I close, I want to say this. You've heard me say this many times before. Nothing catches God by surprise. God has never looked up, God the Father has never looked over at his son seated at his right hand, Jesus Christ, and said, oops, I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't know that was going to happen. No, absolutely not. Matter of fact, Jesus himself prophesied when he was here on the earth about many, many things that would happen. We just read part of it in John 16, 33. But Jesus says, be at peace, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Let me tell you something. Absolutely nothing catches God by surprise. And he is more than able to deliver us from all the tricks of the enemy. He's more than able to meet our needs. Hallelujah. Minister Streeter earlier in receiving the tithe and the offering talked about God's goodness and how he prospers us. What we must make sure we do is walk with him. If it seems like God's not paying you any attention, you might want to take a look at yourself. You might want to take a look at yourself. Because God is faithful. Keep on walking with him. Keep on giving. Keep on loving him. Keep on loving people. Keep on trusting him. And he won't let you down. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your...